I'm Marty Moscoen. Welcome to Radio Times. Last week on the UN International Day of the Girl, the Boy Scouts of America announced that it was going to accept girls, saying it was responding to the changing needs of the family and claiming the values of scouting are important for both young men and women. Donald Trump Jr., responding to the announcement, tweeted, "Strange. I thought that's what the Girl Scouts are for." The Girl Scouts said only it has the expertise to give girls and young women the tools for success. The president of the Girl Scouts had accused the Boy Scouts of covertly recruiting girls to fix its declining membership. Where do you stand on this issue? Lines open at 1-888-477-9499. You can also send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. Our guest, Kate Tuttle, opposes the Boy Scouts' decision. She wrote about it in the New York Times. She's a book critic. She's a writer whose work has appeared in the New York Times, the Boston Globe, the LA Times, and more. Kate Tuttle, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Why was this issue so important to you?
Well, I just, I was sort of stunned to see the announcement. The Boy Scouts have made some changes in recent years that many have seen as progressive changes that I support, letting in gay scouts and trans scouts. These are really good moves, I think, for the Boy Scouts. But I think that when they decided to make this policy change, letting in girls, it wasn't so much letting in girls. I think that it was kind of a fake progressive move. They're trying to open up a new market. They're trying to fix financial problems they've been having for years.
This is the whole declining membership issue?
Yeah, declining membership, and also they've lost some corporate sponsors because of what people saw as homophobia, and because of not letting in gay scouts. So I think that they're trying to have it both ways, and I think that if there were not an organization like the Girl Scouts, it would be great if the Boy Scouts invited the girls in. But there's a 105-year-old organization that's been serving girls and women really admirably for such a long time, and this is going to damage them.
Were you you wrote that you were a brownie. I was a brownie as well. Did you ever make it to the Girl Scouts?
I did, but then I think it's hard to remember. I bombed out after a year. I think that I didn't like my den mother. But I loved the Scouts. I loved being one, and I loved learning sort of outdoorsy things. It was important to me when I was a young girl.
But what you said in your article, and I should say it's headline, "Girls Don't Be Boy Scouts." I realize that oftentimes writers don't get to pick the headlines, but nonetheless, you write about how different these two organizations are from their beginning, but also where they stand today. Help us understand that.
Yes, well, I actually started thinking about this issue a few years ago. I wrote about it for The Atlantic because when the Girl Scouts were celebrating their 100th anniversary 5 years ago, there was a brief flurry of political activity where people in state houses were trying to, proclaim, happy, one century anniversary for the Girl Scouts. And there were a lot of very conservative politicians and conservative voices that spoke up and said, well, the Girl Scouts are horrible. They're too progressive. They're liberal. They're feminist. They're pro-choice. And I hadn't realized until I looked into this that there's been a lot of energy on the political right and the sort of social conservative side to sort of demonizing the Girl Scouts over the years. So that's when I started looking into the difference in their history. They do come from a common root, but the Girl Scouts were founded by a very strong feminist, and they do have a very longstanding commitment to equal rights sort of baked into the cake. The Boy Scouts have a different path. The Boy Scouts have always been more conservative. They've always been more tied to religion, to churches, in particular to some very socially conservative churches like the Mormon Church.
Can we then say that the Girl Scouts, it is a liberal, feminist, pro-choice organization, to use your words, Kate?
I don't think that they would say that, and I don't think that it's fair to say that they, as an organization, really would take any political stance. But I will say that the very fact of their existence has always been about the equal rights of girls and women. And so if you see that as a liberal stance, then yeah, that's a liberal organization.
Let me read a comment from Aaron, something I was thinking about as well. He says, reason or not, some girls will benefit and I will take it. I mean, if a girl wants to join the Boy Scouts, you're not going to stop her, are you?
Well, I mean, I don't have the power to stop
anybody
from doing
that.
Anything. But I guess I would ask, why would you join the Boy Scouts instead of the Girl Scouts?
Hmm.
I mean, they both exist. I think it's a strange move. And I don't really understand why anybody would choose, if you're a girl. First of all, the Boy Scouts invitation to girls to join as Cub Scouts, I believe, would have separate dens anyway. They would be, it's not actually that co-ed. So I don't know. I don't see why you would do it.
That's an interesting comment. Someone had also emailed us over the weekend. She said, please mention on your show about Boy Scouts that Girl Scouts' highest award is the Gold Award, which is as rigorous as becoming an Eagle Scout, but sadly isn't as well known. Do you think in many ways this whole decision by the Boy Scouts will put the Girl Scouts more front and center?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think that would be a real silver lining if that happened. I have a friend whose daughter is currently trying to qualify for that Gold Award, the highest award in Girl Scouts. And it's true, I hadn't heard of it either.
Oh,
I think that the fact that Eagle Scout is such a well-known thing, it's kind of a brand, it partly just reflects that we still live in a very sexist culture. I mean, there are a lot of presidents who say, I was an Eagle Scout. Well, we haven't had a president yet who's a woman, who was a Girl Scout, who can sort of point
it
to
it might
that
be coming at some point.
I certainly hope so.
Let me just give out that phone number again, and it's 1-888-477-9499. Talking with Kate Tuttle, she opposes the Boy Scouts' decision to accept girls, wrote about it in the New York Times, headline, Girls, Don't Become Boy Scouts. You can also send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. Even getting back to some of the more political parts of scouting, there have been boycotts of Girl Scout cookies. What does that tell us?
I mean, I think it tells us that there are a lot of, you know, there's a strong conservative movement in this country that that opposes anything that they see as, working toward feminism and women's lib. I mean, that's an old term, women's lib.
It
but
is.
I think, but you know, it's stunning to me how strong I don't think it's a huge movement, but they've been very vocal in protesting the Girl Scouts. One of the things that they've been protesting is that the Girl Scouts are part of an international organization of women and Girl Scouts throughout the world. And that organization gives money to causes. And some of the causes that it gives money to, Amnesty International, Oxfam, some of that money apparently might at some point go toward providing abortion care or counseling. So by some power of logic, some folks on the far right in anti-choice movements feel that the Girl Scouts themselves are funding abortions through Girl Scout cookies. Now, this is clearly not true, but, you know, that's their argument.
Let me read a couple of more comments. A tweet says, I still like the separation, but isn't it more cost effective, i.e. boys and girls clubs, YMCA, YWCA, I guess the Y, bringing everyone together. An email from Anne. She says, if this is about Eagle Scout opportunity, I'd like to suggest the Girl Scouts develop their own program for Eagle Scout. I can imagine how great that would be for many reasons. And I guess that raises this whole question about this Gold Award that no one seems to know about, Kate.
Yeah, maybe, part of this is that the Girl Scouts have been doing a good job, but a little bit more quietly. The Boy Scouts have been in the news a lot, sometimes for bad reasons, for their longstanding homophobia. But the Girl Scouts have been sort of plugging along, doing good work for 100 years. Maybe it's time for them to toot their own horn a little bit more and make the public more aware of this Gold Award and what scouting can do for girls.
Does that tell us something about girls and women not promoting themselves enough?
I mean, it might, and that comes back to one of my other sort of concerns about this policy change is that, you know, there's pretty robust studies that suggest that girls and women tend to self-censor and be quieter in groups in which they can be dominated by boys and men. And so, obviously, I believe in like a co-ed world. We live in a co-ed sure. world, but I think that there's something valuable about all-girl spaces for girls to experience leadership and to learn to use their own voices.
Let me get Jenny from Wilmington to join us on Radio Times. Hi, Jenny. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there. I was calling because I was an active Girl Scout as a kid who wanted to join the Boy Scouts because at the time I thought that was the only way I could really focus on camping and woodworking and all of those more stereotypically masculine things. Looking back, I wish I had just pushed my Girl Scout troops harder to do kinds of events. And I know Girl Scout troops now who do those kinds of things, rather than trying to, you know, wishing to join the Boy Scouts. The only thing they have over the Girl Scouts, as far as I can tell, is just better uniforms.
That's very funny, Jenny. I appreciate the call to Radio Times. Kate, you want to respond to that?
No, I mean, it's funny because I've heard similar things that some people have said, gee, you know, my daughter's Girl Scout troop is too focused on arts and crafts and they're not out there in the woods. And I would urge people to kind of push their troop leaders, if that's the case, to get out in the woods more. When I was at Brownie, we went out in the woods. I mean, I remember like cooking beans in a can over a campfire. So I think girls do crave that kind of opportunity and should have it.
Let me read a couple of more comments. One from Carson says, this debate has been all about what the adults want and the issues that adults push. Why not let the children decide what program best meets their needs and goals? We had a similar comment earlier to that. And I mean, it's interesting to think about if a girl, and we could switch it, if a boy wants to join the Girl Scouts, then why not?
Well, boys are allowed to join the Girl Scouts.
I didn't know that.
Girl Scouts have always been open to, I mean, I think, well, if a biological male is trans or, you know, thinks of herself as a girl, she can join. That's always been, and I don't know, I guess I would push back and say, why are the programs different? As far as I can see, the scouting is scouting. And, I think that kids benefit from organizations that have been taking care of them for a long time. I think the Girl Scouts is such a good organization. I don't think that people should leave it behind just because the Boy Scouts are dangling this opportunity.
Well, Kate, thanks so much for joining us today on Radio Times. So it'll be interesting to see how many girls then join the Boy Scouts to see what this decision means. Kate Tuttle, book critic and writer. Her work has appeared in the New York Times, the Boston Globe, the LA Times, and more. Kate, thanks so much for joining us today on Radio Times.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. We're going to be talking about the Iran nuclear deal and the president's decision after this very short break. We'll be right back.